Parshas Tazria, Vidabe Hashem Moshe Leimo, Dabe Bnei Yisrael Leimo, Isho Ki Sazria, Vyol Dozocha, Vetom Moshiva Asyom Ki Meini Dasta Voysoch Titmo, Vayoyim Hashmini Yimel Besar Alasa. Is the parasha starts off the Iyin of Leidas Zohar, Leidas Nekeva, and the Iyin from Tumas Leida, Hagam, that the woman did not even see Dam, as Rashi brings down. This not, it's a new thing, Tumas Leida, which is not a din from Tumas Leida. It's a Chiddush din of Tumas Leida. Isha ki sazvi ve yol do zoch ve toma shiva as yom ki mei ni das tvo iso tit mo. Chorosh and Taka want to understand the inyo from the Tumas Leida, what exactly is the inyo of Tumas Leida, I have to understand that inyo. Ve yoyim ha-shmini yimo v'sar loso, that also has to be understood. The Pashtus, what's the inyo of yom ha-shmini yimo v'sar loso over here? For felt the ride, the Pasha, ve yoyim ha-shmini yimo v'sar loso. Rashi, Isha ki sazriya, Omer Rav Simlai. Rav Simlai says a kla, kishem shi yitzi rosoi shal odom achokol behema v'chayev ha'oif v'maisa breishis. Just like the creation of Odom is after every animal, creature, b'maisa breishis, kach toy rosoi nispal shach ha'toy ras behema v'chayev ha'oif. So to the parsha of the limud, of the Torah of Odom, is achar toiras behem achayev ha'oif. Interesting cloud from Reb Simloy. Reb Simloy was bothered by what he's coming to. The smichas ha'parashias, parashias shmini ends off with all the animals that are also to eat. When parashias tazria starts off with the ian of tuma, the ian of yishok yisazria v'yolda zacha. Is kashem she yitzi rosh and shalach ha kopach ha beim chayev oif kach toy rosh and ispah shalach toy rosh beim chayev oif. So once had a shtickle ha'ora on this klal from Reb Simloy. Reb Simloy says a klal. Is l'choyer is do akashe. Is it telling me if it's akashe or not? The mishmash shayla. Parash is emor. You also have the year the Torah brings over the end parash is emor. You talk about the mumin. The different mumin. The person who is going to be makir of a korban, so there's halachas from a kohen as a mum, right? A kohen who has a mum, a blemish, so he's allowed to be makir of a korban. So over there, if you look in the parsha, if you look carefully, lechoira, we have a kasher of Simloy's klal. Over there, we mispirish the Torah of the mumim of the bnei adam of the kohanim first, and then is the mumim behema. Is Rav Simloy is a kashua? Yes, the few times the discussion, the chorus is about the kahara. If Rav Simloy is a kach shem, she is rosso shel odom, this power shach, I call a chai v'oiv. Kach toy rosso, is mispah shach, I call a chai v'oiv. So the chor, if that's a klaus, is Rav Simloy. So here also, we should the chor. So the halach I want to say is that. Shteit in Pair and Medrash, this week's Pair Shach, Isho ki sasriya, ador d'chsiv, ochor v'kedem saltoni. The Medrash says, Ochor v'kedem tzaltoni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us ochor v'kedem. Many different drushes. Ochor v'kedem means Hashem made us in the back, the end of the rope, at the end of the line. V'kedem, you also made us in the beginning. Zoktim farzim for the medrash hazeh. Im zocha odom oimim loy ato kodamto l'chol maisi breishis. The person zoicha, if he's zoicha in this world, we say he's kodom the chol ma'aseh b'reishis. V'imlav. But if a person is not zoicha, if a person does not fulfill his tachlis, his tafkid, v'imlav, oimim lo yitush kidmoch, shilshul kidmoch. We say to him, the little flea preceded you. The little centipede, the little worm preceded the human being in creation. Im zocha, oimim lo la'odom. So what's the pshat, Rabbi said? In one of Shach, were we created first or were we created last? So it must be totally. Is the pashtus, as the metzias is, the pashtus is the pshat, as the Mefarshim say already. that there's a guf of a neshama. We have a physical being, and we have a nishmas ha'adam. And a valam mitzad guf ha'adam in creation, the guf ha'adam was created last. Even the yitush, the little flea, preceded the human being in the creation of guf, in his actual creation. Of an avada, the neshama, which is the tachlis habriya, that was created first, because that's the tachlis of us. Being soif maizir, machshav etchila, that avada, the machshav of the briya was not just to have animals in the world. The machshav of the briya, the whole world was made to mishamish the other. As we know, as Chazal tell us, Chulin, right, the mice of Yaakov Avinu with the stones, and the yisoid of the whole Bria is to mishamish the Adam. But that's only the Adam, that's the Adam ha'imiti. The world was created to mishamish the Adam ha'imiti. The tzaddik, Ola Yaniyah, tzaddik roishoy, says Mesil Shasharim, is the classic example for the world's created to mishamish the Adam. Ola Yaniyah, tzaddik roishoy. And avada, that's the tafkin, and that's there is where the Bria reaches its fulfillment, when there's a shimosh, the Adam HaTzadik, the person that has neshama, is misgaber over the guf. Ochor v'akedem sartan. As a male of Fiza, I want to answer the shayla that we asked in the beginning of the sugya. That avada, it depends, if Simloy says a cloud, if Simloy said a cloud, avada if Simloy said a cloud. That we were created last, and the Torah was this parashas after. But which Torah was that? The Torah from Parashas Tazria is a Torah from Tumas Adam. A parashah from Tumas Adam. Tumas Nidus, as our Makdoshim say, come from the Chait from Chava, the Chait from Eitz Hadas. She was given the punishment of Tumas Nida. Is a mela avada when the tzuras ha'odim is in a matzav of tumo is ochor is avada the tumah just because of priyosu shel odim achrei kol chayv ha'oyv kach tumos kach toiros in sparesh which toirah the toirah which is nogeya the inyan from tumas odom from chet odom that's ochor l'maisa breishis aber in parashas emer. The red vegan, the halacha of the makrav a korban. Makrav is korban based on migdash. Over there, we're talking about the Adam coming to his fruition, the tikkun achet. Over there, we're talking about the Adam in the tzura of kedem, the nishmas Adam. Where the Adam is being makrav based on migdash. The Adam is being used. The Adam is using out his koichas to mishamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There we wanted to know which coin can be mishamish, which coin can be mishamish. There it's nogeya lehilchos keder lehilchos nishnishmas ha'adam hakrovas beis hamigdash over there vada there kach yitzirosu shel adam is achab chayav ha'oif is the yitzira from the ochor from the mensh was the tumah from the mensh was the shayach to tumah. But the mensh was a shayach to tahira, the mensh was a shayach to kedusha, the mensh was a shayach to korban. That's the mensh which is kedem l'tziyas ha'shaladam. And v'yas nisparish, koydim kod. As like the mensh says, ochav ha'kedem z'altani. And like the mensh is nisparish, the two sugis nishveh from the cloud from Amsim Loi. Simloi is a cloud in the yitzirah, that's achre kobriya v'adam. But that achre is, im loi z'ochi yitush kodma. When we're talking about the creation of the Nishmas Adam, the Tikkun Adam, it's the parasha from Parashas Emor, it's Kodma. It's very meduik lefizeh, why it's Kodma to the parasha of the Ochai Avoy. Aber lemaisa at Sofer Shal Dover, we're talking Retzach in the parasha from Tumas Adam, Uvayoyim Hashmini Himoil Besar Olosav. I think that the taich over here is very geschmack. The avada, the yisoid from Tumas Adam, as we say, is ochor lemaisa brachus. The ochor lemaisa brachus is because mishayach to the Tumas Adam, the tuma from later, the tuma of neither, the tuma that shayat achet or the marishoy. Of a state to toirak toisha. The vibe is a parish from tuma. But how does a person take himself out of that parish of tuma? He takes off the Basar Losoi. He does a Maisa from Mila. Mila is the Tikkun. The Zoyvi Rabbeinu B'chayim, before Hashem say, Yoyim HaShmini is a din from Kral Korban. We know just like a Korban has to wait 8 days before you can mark the Korban, the Iyin from a Mila is a Zoyvi HaKorban. The Zoyvi the Farshim bring down at the legs of the Sandik, as it did from Mizbeach, is the male of the Yisoyid from Shmini, is Yimal B'Sar Allah, so this parish from Akrav, it's Korban, a certain Mayim, a certain Madrega. And the Yisoyid is to take off the Tuma, for the Tuma's later, the Tuma, and to bring a person to his Shleimus. Azoyvi the Chinuch says, in the Mitzvah Beis, the Chinuch Zogt, that what's the pshat that the Kodesh Baruch Hu made a person? What's the pshat that the Kodesh Baruch Hu made a person with the extra that he has to take off some part of his body? What's the yisoid? The yisoid of the chinuch is that a person has to know that just like in the guf, he can be mashlim himself. He's mashlim himself. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it over to the human being. He didn't make a person complete. The remes shaboy says the chinuch is that just like in the guf, we have to be mashlim ourselves, so too, or even more so, that if a person has come to the world, his tafkin and tachlis is that he has to be mashlim himself, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives over the koyach, that a person in this world can aspire and reach madregas and madregas to his own avoida, hakol bidei shamayim, that all the physical attributes a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kemat gives over to a person, but the spiritual, the koyach to grow, the koyach to steig, the koyach to become above Olam Hazedek in Yonim, is that's given over to the person. I always said, Tfidus Chinuch is very geschmack, so we say, Kashem Shenichos Lebris, Ki Ikonis Letoyer Lechov Maizim Toivim. That's the Pshat Ma'am. Just like the Bris, at the Bris, the Metzias is that you're giving over this nekuda that you are mashling yourself, so too he called it the Torah, the Chum, Maizim Toim, Tzotel, Gabi Torah, Chup, Maizim Toim, all the Madregas of Yiddishkeit, you have to know, as the Chinuch says, that's the Remez, Be'ikin, the Yisod of Milo. But even more so, even more so, Rabbi Sam, we know that Avada, this koyach, that a person is meshubit and is drawn, nimshach acha oilam hazeh, is nimshach acha oilam hazeh, is mikoyach hagufni, is mikoyach, as the Mishnah Shom writes, that the whole Yisoid is, the person is oistik and his gufni is nimshach acha oilam hazeh. The koyach habriyas, as we know, is the koyach hatoyv, and it could very well be lemaisa. That's the dinya of tumas halei the be'etzem. As we know, that the person leaves the world, leaves the womb, is lemaisa. There's an absence of toyv. He's hit on the lip, and lemaisa he loses all the toyv. He's forgotten all the toyv. Lemaisa shteitoch in. Or Chaim HaKodesh in Pashas Chukas. So Chaim HaKodesh says, Zois Chukas HaToyr. What's the in as Tumas HaMes? Zois Chukas HaToyr. What's called Zois Chukas HaToyr? The Chaim explains that a mensch, a yid, Zois Chukas HaToyr is metame Tumas Mes. What's the inyan? So the Chaim HaKodesh, he brings a marshal that when a person's alive, he has Kedusha, he has Toyr, he has Mitzvahs. When it leaves, so the guf is left without that Torah. Is the meila, is the hatumah. Is the maisa, state in Orach Haim HaKodesh, the pshat is, because that, till now, that body contained a certain amount of kedusha, of taira. And when it leaves, it's just, he explains, just like a vessel that contained honey in it. So after it leaves, all the bees, all the flies and fleas are attracted to the dish because it once contained that beautiful, sweet smelling, tasting honey. So too says the Aruch HaKadosh, a guf, a toyer, a guf that contained toyer. So it's chukas ha-toyer. It's ulai, that's the year from Tumas Leiva. This body contained toyer, there was toyer. The Malach could learn toyer. So now the toyer is gone. So we know bris is the achnosa to Torah. Kiveg says in a tshuva that's in the mechabit, the grandfather with sandik kois. So Kiveg talks, what's the inyan dafka, the grandfather up here? He says a very big inyan. So he brings for the oil of Ephraim, and he says in Kiveg in a tshuva that the inyan is that since the grandfather has a chiv, Rambam paskins hilchos tamat Torah to teach Torah. So too, to his grandson also, the chiyuv til Talmud Torah is not only to your son, it's also to your grandson. And since the hachnos of the bris is the hachnos of the Torah, because when we take off the erlas haguf, you're also taking off the erlas halev, that Torah can be nichnas toich haguf. Is the meila, the hachnos of the Torah, is the vayoyim hashmini yimol b'sar alos. And therefore, Kiveege says, just like the grandfather has a chiyuv to teach Torah, so too, by bringing him into the bris, participating in the bris, he's Mekayim, he's Ian of Talmud Torah. He's the male of Yoyim HaShmini Yimo HaBasar HaLosa. Now that this guf has been raked from Torah, and that's the tumah that surrounds the whole, you think, how do we sack in the Inyan now, Rabbi Yisai? We sack in the Inyan, Yimoyim HaShmini Yisrael HaLosa, we machtas him into the Metzias of Torah. Because this is going to be his koyach, to which he's going to be Im Zocha, Oim Nimloi. Los Torah precede the oil of when a person it has that bris, he's now being mishtayach, he's having shachas to koin and bria sa'olam. The Torah was the blueprint for the bria. Is the ochor, v'kedem sartoni, is shayach to imoy mashmini yimol b'sa'olosoy, when he mouths the baby, and the baby now is mishtayach to the matzav of kedem. Is that to remove the tumah from tumas leida, that shayach for the emptiness of Torah. This is the haschola into the parasha from steiging, from being zoche to matzav zoche. And this is something that in this kufa that we're living, Rabbi Yisai, something that it's very, very, very hard for a person to overcome. He's a physical body, Rabbi Yisai. You look around, you see, you go on a plane, you see around, what do they have, Rabbi Yisai? There's eating, and more eating, and physical, and more physical, and physical. And Rabbi Yisai, the whole world is a world that a person is mamish oisek yoyman v'layl in physical activity. And the Maisa, as Mishnah Hashem writes in Perek Aleph, it's so easy to be nimshach, to be hamshocha, towards oilam hazeh, and oilam hazeh can mamish pull a person, mamish. There's only one thing that can rescue a person for this matzav, Rabbi Yisai. He has to be throw himself into Torah, Rabbi Yisai. He has to throw himself into Torah. It's not shaykh any other way. A person has to understand that if not, he's going to be shaykh to the Yitush Kodma. And the Maisa, it's even more than that. The Yitush Kodmach, what's the Pshat Yitush Kodmach? Ford is a physical being. He's a physical human being. He has eyes, he has ears, he has, his bodily function is greater than a Yitush. What is Yitush Kodmach? Well, if a person is not Mekayim, what he's supposed to be doing in this world, if a person's is off key, if he's doing the wrong thing, then avad the yitush kodmach. Val yitush and every animal, they have a tafkid also. The yitush is to make you crazy, you can't sleep at night, whatever it is to keep you soon. But everyone has a tafkid in this world. Is the human being's tafkid? As the Mesir Shom writes, ma choyvosu boi lomoy, that choyvosu boi lomoy, the choyvasa by lama. If a person is not using a choyvasa by lama, is yitush kodmach. Yitush kodmach. And the ma'is is soivah shel dover. If a person doesn't understand, is not focused on what he should be accomplishing in this world, is he's drawn after Kolmine Shtusin. If he's pulled away to Kolmine Shtusin, and he's not being focused on his Tafkid, then Yitush Kodim Chavad is Pasha Zeh. Because you're not becoming Tafkid, the Yitush is Kodim Tafkid. Because I think that the Yisoid, Lamaisi, even more Bris Mila, for all the other years, that a person lives with an ois, that he has a Tafkid in this world. A Yid lives with an ois. Because the Mel says even the mikveh, he didn't have a wedding, he didn't have a mitzvah. The ois, he has an ois bris. That he has a tafkid in this world. That he shouldn't go off course. That he shouldn't go in the wrong direction. If I shaft the Torah, because Torah leads you in the right direction. Oh, but the mice of Yisoid, from bris, and that's why his bris is given from the early days of a baby, at 8 days old, because a Yid had a basundar tafkid in this world. An ois that he has to live with, that he has to live and show the world that we're under a mention, that we live on a high darga, that we have that Torah, and we have a derech achayim, we have a derech alayim, we have a derech in life. And that's the metzias of the ois pris. The ois pris is that a person should live constantly, dech bin anderish. I'm not the same as every other bria. Ich bin an andere bria. That's what Kodesh Baruch gave us the bris to live with. That a person has to know he's an ander abriya. He has a toirak toisha. He has a mahalach. He has a tafkid. Was anderish from ander a mention. And this is the yisoid of yoyim hashmir yimer b'sar alos rabbi say. That a person should gain focus on what he's doing. What's he accomplishing? What's he doing in this world? Where's he headed? Is he accomplishing his tafkid? Is he going in the right direction? Is he bringing cooking for yitzchina in this world? I was just in the airport. I was telling. So walking through the customs, and Lamaisa, I handed him my thing, and I said, have a good day, sir, and I was walking through, and then I heard one policeman saying to the other policeman, he saw a certain sect of Yiddish, Yidden walking by, he says, oh, I hate these people coming by. Well, I heard, I hate these people. They have no manners. Those is lush. I heard, like, over from far, oh, I hate these people. Like, a few, I knew it was whatever, we don't have to go into which type of people they were. I hate these people. They wear their manners. They have no manners. That's what a goy should say of a yid. A goy has to look on a yid that, wow. Yisroel Hashem b'chol ha'spoach. We see the Shom says in Perek Yud Aleph that the more Torah that a person learns, the more Torah that a person learns, the more he should be excelling in his outward actions. For not to chilul Hashem, you represent the Torah. And a person lives in Olam Hazeh as a Yid, and his representation of the Torah is gefährlich. Because the Torah is supposed to lift up, they were supposed to be a high human being, they're supposed to look to us for guidance. And they look on degrading on a Yid. They look up at a Yid that I think my friend once said that there's a lot in a dictionary, one of the dictionaries is a word to Jew somebody. It's a verb. I always thought till now it was a noun. But there's a word called Jew, to Jew somebody. It means to cheat somebody. In the dictionary. You're Jewing somebody, to cheat somebody. So, Chil Hashem can't come, Hashem can't come on your voice. Ochor v'akedem sartoni, ato kedem l'chol ma'isa b'reishis. Afilu l'goy, yed a goy. Rabbah Ber used to say, when we say shaloy asani goy, we don't mean the goy that sweeps the floors. That's Poshit Shloya Sani Goy. Even the Goyim call it Shloya Sani Goy, is making Shloya Sani Goy, not Goy. On the Shvatz in the street, of them, even the Goyim make a bracha Shloya Sani Goy. The Goy who's the prince, who's the head, who's the president, who's the king, who's the queen, whatever it is, of them, Bezok Shloya Sani Goy. That a Yid has to feel that Kekedim Sautoni, he's Shayach to the highest form. Or does the Bris Mila? The Bismillah is the ois that was shy to the highest being. As the Kuzari says, there are five levels of Bria. The Tzodoyimim, the Sumeach, the Medaber, the Chai, the Medaber, and the Yisrael. Yisrael is under a Mai, under a Madregan Ganser. And under a Madregan Ganser. The Yid is somebody that must learn Torah. He's a different Bria in Ganser. What's it over, Pashas Noyach? It says over there, unbelievable word, the Kliyokan says in Pashas Noya that Noah was mutter to eat in Basar. Why was Noah mutter to eat Basar? So he explains over there that every part of the chelik of the Bria are all taken in, consumed by a higher level. The doimein is consumed, the earth gives nutrients to the tzomeach. The plant life is consumed by the animal life. The animal life is consumed by the adam. So up there, it's only if there's an elevation. But there's no elevation to that Bria, there's no entity that it should be consumed by that level. It's not a higher level. Therefore he says, Noach was permitted to eat basar because he learned Torah. So to Gemara Pesachim Mem Tes, Am Haaretz Asur Lechol Basar, and Am Haaretz is Asur Lechol Basar. Refers to Gemara Pesachim Mem Tes. Lefidus Kliyok is Mavur. If you're not learning Torah, so there's no elevation. So you're not like a behemoth. If a kid, if the parasha is a good, he's less than a behemoth. But Torah uplifts the person, Rabbi Yisrael, to a higher level of living existence. And that's what a person has to aspire to. We can be either fall into the mud, as they say, where so many people are in the mud, they're so consumed by Olam Hazeh, that Faked, that Mamish, Ochor, L'maisa Bereshis, that Mamish consumed, that Mamish overcome, Eretz Echaz Yishveh, by all the gadgets and all the Olam Hazeh, you see these billboards and everything consumes the person. They lives to drink Coca-Cola. He lives for Coke. He lives for Dunkin' Donuts has the Hechsher now. Ah! We can get a 12 donuts with a nice coffee in the morning. Now, jetzt have Chaim. Me and the Schweizer, Billy Thompson, we can eat donuts together. And Dunkin' Donuts in the Hechsher for the Yugavasser Rebbe. There's a Hechsher, doesn't have a Hechsher. You know, I saw the guy behind the counter, he was wearing a Nana Chiyamaka, Baruch Hashem. Must be kosher, he had a beard. And that's what that was, Baruch Hashem. People say, Baruch Hashem, Rebbe, they come to the front, what are you, Mechadish? Dunkin' Donuts on East 14th got the Hechsher. Ah! Yes, we can live, Baruch Hashem. And we don't realize, the boy said, this is mamish, ochov a kedem saltoni, kedem lemaisa bria. We have to know our tafki. That's the year from bris. So our tafki is toira. We shtel tzuta toira. Know that toira guides us. Kehem chayin emerach yomenu. This is the tafki from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hashem Baruch took us out. And realize that when the am hanivchar tavdu nesahar azeh, we zuchot the talmud toira. Boy said, to that level of existence that's mamala. Lamala, Ocha Vakedam Saltoni, Lamalim Zocha, Kodam the Komaisa Bria, the whole Bria is there to Mishamish Hashabosa. Should be Zoycha to understand this and to realize, especially when Asmam, it's a hard time, you go home, you're around, you're not around the base measure so much, Hashabosa. And we forget to make, we have to realize when Asmam is the most important time to keep that Kfir, Hashabosa. Because Fakir, we're so much involved in Olam Hazedek and Yonah, we can be Mamish pulled. And forget the tafid. You know, the whole conversation is what's the better, I have better matzahs, you got the papa matzahs, he has this pop matzahs, they have the better, I got from Eretz Yisrael, I mean, they taste it. People talk about matzahs, there's a new matzah. It's crispier, it's not crispier. You used to be talking about the matzahs, you know, what's the hechsher, they do 18 minutes, they're careful, this, they change the thing, now is it crispy, is it not crispy, I don't like the crunch of it, and this and that, it basically gives me a stomach ache. That's the sort of matzah anymore. How tasty are the matzahs? My matzahs this year are tastier than your matzahs. I won over you. I had tastier matzahs. We miss out the whole Yisroel boy say, well, Valve, you know, the mazedik and yonim, we come to us, get pulled into the wrong machshavas, Rabbi Yisrael. The Rabbi Yisrael called the Oyus Priest, which is the Koyus on Torah, has to always guide us back to the right level, not to forget ourselves, not to get lost, Rabbi Yisrael. Not to realize that what Atavkin and Tachlis is, Bizucha Be'ezah Hashem, to understand, Kedem the Kol Maisa Bria, that we're shy to the Madrega of Torah, it has to be expressed in our Maisin, Bekol Yoim, Heim Bifnim, Heim Bachutz, Bizucha Be'ezah Hashem, to make the Kiddush Hashem, Bizucha Be'ezah Hashem, Bekoroiv, Gewald, the Zahra of Shalom, but the Shivan Shalishi, as Atzal used to always say over, that the world looks at the, who do they idealize? The neurosurgeon, he used to always say, remember the Shiva used to say that all the time, neurosurgeon. Ah, wow, my son the doctor, my son the lawyer, my son the neurosurgeon, that gets chashivas. And then the Torah is not looked about. Where's the, where do people appreciate? That's what we have to realize with ourselves. Forget about the Welt understand everybody's side. People talk about today, about the terrible thing that's going on in Eretz Yisrael. In America, they say people don't understand it, what's so bad about serving in the army, blah, 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 blah. So for the Welt, the Shprach is, remember the Shprach is, it's not a fight. It's not a fight about Torah. It's a fight on Yiddishkeit. They went after Yiddishkeit. That's how you have to explain it to the Welt. But B'nai Torah have to understand that this is the highest form of living. They want to take a person out of a smedrish. The highest form of living. Kihem chayenu, it's a metzias of a mamish, the ben Torah, kol ha'olam kedayu loy, amir ha'meya, kol ha'oisek Torah lishma, zoyuch lehabit, to dorach at varam habit, loy, oik shekol ha'olam kulu kedayu loy, says Reb Chaim V'loshin, and I'm ending. That if for one second, the entire Bria would stop from Liman at Torah, there would be no Matthias of a Bria. Shekol ha'oilom kulu kedayula. So Reb Chaim V'loshin, we make the bracha of a chaye oilom not ha'besecheinu. The kavana is the ganze oilom is being supported and upheld through Talmud Torah. That's what the Beit Torah have to understand. That without Torah,